how would you define the comeback phase growth physically from
2013? It has grown in the sense that it was at one point very sheltered, meaning that there were shows that wasn't from the community that much, and you didn't feel very cultural in here. But I think we changed a lot, like, in the past years. Like, 2015 was a big one. Like, we had Veronica, she was great, and she brought a lot of Latino bands, a lot of artists from the community. Now, I think we're in a steady pace. I want to see if we can do more, I feel like, as a cultural center, because I'm very community-based. This building has so many great opportunities for people to come, learn for art, or show their artwork, or just hang out and get to know people, and like, see if they have a connection or artistically. But obviously there's a lot of politics around it that doesn't let it go flourish more. But there's a lot of room to grow in the Clement thing. I think slowly but surely it's getting there, it's just not there, at least a lot of people. But it's headed to that, hopefully. You know.
Is there anything that you would suggest?
Suggest is to open programs. Start opening programs for young teens and struggling artists in the community. You know, since Dolores said has a lot of Latinos, Blacks, White, Cubans, everywhere, Chinese, everywhere in the world. Dolores said literally has it all. And right now, like, there's a lot of kids in the streets doing things that they shouldn't be doing, or they're impressing their art in a different way, but obviously they're breaking the law, or they get in trouble for it. Why not open this building up, like, Danny, one of the people that work here, he's a maintenance worker, and he has an amazing idea to why not turn the parking lot to a graffiti art center. People can come, we open the parking lot for people, and they choose a wall, and they do the art. We display as a gallery for that day. Next week we do another refresh one and start over again for different artists and bring the community together, because then that will prevent kids jumping the fence and tagging, you know, without permission or whatever. But if they have the outlet to do it without getting in trouble, then it's way better. I think we have the potential to do that because we have the space to do that. Opening our theater to the community, but if they want to do a fundraiser for get book bags or get food to homeless, we should open our doors for that, let those people in, create like a little show for those community to donate money. Yeah, we do that sometimes. We sometimes do that, but we should do more. That's something that should be happening like literally every month. You know, not once a year or twice a year, just literally month. It should be happening. Open like little classes for like teaching art, music, dance, that they're free, you know, for people to come and learn from that. Right now we do have programs that are different companies, like Arts Dance or Art for Arts, that are teaching jazz for young kids, or Latea has a program also for kids, but the thing is it's private owned, it's not the Clemente. Yeah, with the Clemente as an organization, we support it, but we're not doing that ourselves. Yeah. We should, because this building, like a lot of people, sadly, in the community don't know about the building. They think it's abandoned or it's a church. Oh, it's a homeless shelter. We get those all the time. It's like, how people don't know we're here. And then the people that walk in, that they're curious, they see us, and like, God, I've never been in here. What is this? Like, basically been living here for like 15 years. You know, and it's funny. Okay, and then they're like, oh, we never got in because we thought it was a church or like a shelter or something. Now we're like, but now we're getting more recognized, but I feel like as the cultural center and the lawyers, that we should be more recognized. And the way to do that is to open the doors to the community and doing those programs. And then people are like, oh, you need to learn about dance, the Clemente. You need to learn Spanish, the Clemente. You know, you want to learn dance, the Clemente. You know. Oh, you don't have no money, don't worry about it. It's free, it's paid by the city. You know, but obviously we don't have that yet. But yeah, I think that's my vision of the Clemente, is to open it for the community. It's like, when I was a kid, I lived in the hood, and we had like this abandoned house that they turned it into a community center. And every like, my hood kid will go there and like play video games or chess or whatever, because obviously they can't afford it at home. They would just go there instead of like, robbing somebody or trying to like get it somewhere else. They just had it in the community center and changed the community completely. They united too, because we always see the kids that usually don't hang out with each other, we're hanging out with each other. And that's something I see this building doing, is like uniting people and like, now, getting kids out of the streets. You know, it's like, it will change a lot of the community, because then violence will go down, crime and everything. That is my mission for the global deal. Obviously, I don't know. That's the same mission that the government have. They have something similar, but more, you know, for me at least, what I see is more mainstream. People are already in the top, like famous artists and stuff. It's not about the small artists or the community, at least not right now. It's not the main focus right now, I guess.
Thank you for elaborating on that. You jumped all over my interview, guys. I don't even know where to.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that was amazing. That was awesome. I love how you were able to distinguish like the factors that are done now and what you're able to add on for the Clemente future. How do you feel the Clemente affects its surroundings over time?
It falls on the same, you know, spot when I say that. They think they're a church, you know. We haven't adopted at all, maybe, because we haven't changed. Like, we changed a little bit, but not from the outside world, not from a community standpoint. Like, right now, around the person who passed by, you never come in because they will never know what it is. You know, it's just because I feel like we keep it too close. They only keep it to people that already know us. You know, it's the same people that we see every month of the year. You know, it's like, well, we're just new artists, we're small artists. You know, now we're kind of getting a little bit more outside, but still, it's like, how we adapt it is like, we kept it very close to the chest, and that's how it has been. Now, technically, we haven't adopted this. They're very close. And that's it. Like, because the thing is, if we adopt it, people will know about the field. They will know, like, every person that passed by, oh, yes, that's the limit, that's the limit, they're a cultural center. You know? You don't want that. Like, I have people that, with the map, because it always has a map of different cultural centers. They pass by it like 100 million times because they cannot believe that this is the government of Soto Gomez. Look at this, still think it's a church at home and stuff. And I was like, now how we adapt it, I think we're in the same, like, at least in the outside world, we're in the same spot. It's just like, it's like stuck in time. You know? Because the thing is, we don't have that recognition to say how adapted or not. In my opinion, we didn't. We just think it's cases. You know? And that's why, I go back to the community. That's why I feel like you're losing opportunities because if you open up this building for everybody to come in and to experience some art and dance and music or whatever, you're going to be recognized. And then we're starting adapting because then we're part of the history of this street, of this neighborhood. You know, it's like there's a very small pocket of people that know about the history of the building. Like, I'm still learning about the history of the building. Like in the basement, there was Rays back in the 90s. Like, there was, like, concerts, mini concert, like, Ron DMC is supposed to play downstairs. You know, nobody knows that. Nobody was in the television, it was in the newspapers or nothing. It was pretty, like, probably only certain people know. You know, amazing artists, you know, Nelson, you know, he was an amazing artist, nobody knew about him. I think they get just so, so in the group. Open it for the public, for the people to come in and experience that. You know, how many people come up and they see the Nelson picture and like, who is that? You know, and like, really, you don't know who that is. You know, you did so much for the building, for the community. How the, it's because they keep it so close. And they don't promote it that well. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so much potential to build it now. Like, the question, to answer your question, how we adapted, I really don't know how to give you a solid answer. Like, you know, because for me, it's like this building is like has a little bubble. You know, it's like everything changed outside, this stays pretty much almost the same. You know, like I said, it's the same rotation of the same people that bring you come here. And the new people that come, they do one show, and you don't see them ever again. Or they're like big productions, like photo shoots and HBO, Cinemax, stuff like that. And to be honest, it's great for the building because it generates money. But at the same time, it's kind of hurting the building too because that spot that they're taking the whole week or whatever, how long the shoot is, they're taking it from an artist that probably will show their work and will do a show for it. Because the thing is, even though we're non-profit, their mentality for me is that they're trying to make the money to, I guess, survive, but it shouldn't be that way. The whole city-owned building. Yeah.